This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia today. The meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President will be the first structured meeting in the last 5 years. Mr. Modi also held bilateral talks with the presidents of Russia and Iran, wherein he stressed the need for peaceful resolution of issues and said that war does not bring solutions. In his meeting with Mr. Putin, Mr. Modi asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed media persons that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that extension of the validity of this agreement will ensure uninterrupted operation of the corridor for use by the pilgrims from India to visit the Holy Gurdwara in Pakistan. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Narendra Modi government will continue to facilitate country's Sikh communities' access to their holy sites. The Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy has emphasized the importance of production efficiency and environmental stewardship in the coal sector. Chairing the half-yearly review meeting on the coal sector in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the need to embrace innovative technologies to enhance coal production while minimizing environmental impact. Mr. Reddy expressed deep concern for the environment and urged all stakeholders to prioritize responsible mining practices, including the implementation of accredited compensatory afforestation initiatives and effective reclamation of decoaled lands. The Minister of State for Rural Development, Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemmasani, described urban land management as the foundation of economic growth, industrial development and social harmony. Addressing the concluding session of a workshop on modern technologies in survey, resurvey for land urban, modern technologies in survey, resurvey for urban land records in New Delhi yesterday, the minister emphasized that accurate land records are the backbone of socio-economic planning, public service delivery and conflict resolution. He also noted that land administration must evolve to ensure equitable development. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached movable properties worth over 319 crore rupees of Unitec International Realty Fund and 16 crore rupees of Sahana Builders Private Limited. The properties were attached under the provision of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The agency had initiated the investigation in the matter on the basis of FIRs registered by Delhi Police and Central Bureau of Investigation against Unitec Limited and others. In Sultan of Johor Cup hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated host Malaysia 4-2 in the group stage match in Malaysia yesterday. The Indian team continued its winning streak in the tournament, registering its third win in a row under new coach P.R. Srijesh. India will take next on Australia today. In the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup, India A will face the home team Oman at Al Amirat Cricket Ground this evening. The match will begin at 7 PM IST. Tilak Verma-led India A have qualified already for the semi-finals as they are unbeatable. And that is the end of this news bulletin.